Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a good God. Amen. Okay, we're going to go quickly to the book of Luke. So let's look for Luke. Haha, well done. I taught my girls. I said, look, when I crack my dry jokes, just laugh. Dry or not, just. So Luke chapter 19. And we're going to read together. We're going to read verse 1 to 10. So, yes, it's happening. So let's all read. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was wealthy. Stay there. Say, I am wealthy.
I am wealthy.
Say it like a minute.
I am wealthy.
Amen. Quick, let's stay there. Do you know what? You know when Janita, that was amazing, right? When Janita was putting Matthew and I saw Matthew and Janita, I was like, if you even catch it, I did talk about Jagged. I claimed mine, right? There and then. I was like, I didn't even know she was going to go ahead and put people's names like Godfrey, Prempe. I was like, Kamau. I was like, I didn't know I was going to be there, but I was me too, me too. And then when she called out my name, I was like, yay! None of you screamed, yay! The moment I screamed, you did. Why scream out loud? Say, yay! It's true. God can do it for everyone. Like, you know what? When you're in the service and, you know, a word comes out, if you believe that word's for you to say, amen. Look, Jesus said, Peter, come. Remember when Peter chose to, when he said, Lord, is that you? If it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. Peter jumped up and walked on water. Believe me, if every other disciple had decided they were going to get out of the boat and walk on water, all of them would have walked on water. So just receive it. Zacchaeus was wealthy. I am wealthy. Amen. Amen. Say with a conviction in the name of Jesus. And please, I want an email of that account. 100 trillion, billion, zillion. Amen. So, yes. So that's the first one, right? Okay, I need my glasses. Next one, please. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So Zacchae had a problem, right? What was Zacchae's problem? He was physically challenged. He was short. Let's go on. And then, and there was a crowd in front of him, right? So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Go on, please. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want to ask a question. Jesus entered into Jericho. What happened in Jericho? Bible scholars, what happened in Jericho? The walls came down. How did the walls come down? What did the people have to do for the walls? What did the people have to do? They had to shout. Guys, please walk with me. I know it's Sunday morning, but I need you. You know, every wall of Jericho in front of you right now, before we move on, just shut your eyes and imagine whatever that wall is right now. Shut your eyes and give a shout and imagine those walls coming down. So, shout! Oh! Amen. We've got to shout. A shout of praise. The devil always wants to silence us. Shout. Shout. British people are nice and quiet and gentle, but when they're playing football, they shout. Uncle Terry was asking me this morning, like, was your husband happy yesterday? I said, why? Asna, one day up, 2 days down. So one day is happy, and then for the next 6 months, it's down. But you know, with our God consistently winning, so we have to be consistently shouting, consistently praising. Amen. Okay. And then the Bible says there was a man there called Zacchaeus. Imagine that Jericho was a small village, 1,000 people. How come it was just Zacchaeus? How come it was Zacchaeus' name alone that was mentioned? Put up your hand and say, it doesn't matter. The number of people in this world, billions, he knows my name. Say, he knows my name. He knows me intimately. And when he comes for me. Doesn't matter that there's the archbishop here. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that there's pastor. He knows. Just my name, okay? You guys don't talk. He knows. He knows my name. So when Jesus came to Jericho, there was a man called Zacchaeus. Amen? Came. We go on. And I believe Zacchaeus had heard so many things about Jesus, about the miracles that Jesus had done. Heard so much. How the woman with the issue of blood, he stopped. The blind man, he saw. So many lame walked. Heard stories. Because for you to want to see someone, you would have heard about someone. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But Zacchaeus had a problem. Yes. He says, and verse 3, and he sought to see who Jesus was. All he wanted to do was see who Jesus was. He wanted to see Jesus. But he was short. So he could not see him because of the crowd. So, two problems here. Zacchaeus was short, right? Like this height. But then, there were plenty of people in front of him. You know when we want to take photos? When we want to take pictures? Aleva is a photographer. So what he would do, what she would do is line people up. People who were tall, some of us by force with extra 6 inches, you know, we'll go to the back. And then some cute little people. Cute. You know, mighty things come in small packages, okay? So God will put people, Aleva will put Auntie Roro, Auntie Vivian, Auntie Ruth, will put them in front. And then that's the only way that we can see them in the photo. If you put Roro at the back and you put me at the front, how will Roro see? Get the picture? How will Auntie Viv see? No. Viv, please come quickly. Let me demonstrate. Come quick. Quick. See, this is Auntie Viv. Can she see? You can't see. You can't see. You're too cute. So Zacchaeus had a problem. He had this stature, but if he was in front of the crowd, he would have been able to see Jesus. But because people like me here are here, we block you. You can't see. No chance. So one thing, problem. How many of us have problems? How many of us have issues, predicaments, challenge? How many of us? If you don't, I beg, please, come, let me see you. We all have something, either physically or situation, circumstance. So he had two, stature and then the crowd. But you know what? God doesn't want us to focus on our issues, focus on our problems, focus on the predicament. Because when we fix our eyes on the issue will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And our God, because whatever you focus on gets magnified. Okay? That's one thing. So that was what Zaki didn't do. He didn't think, I'm short. True, he was short. So that, and then two, like, who are these people? Don't they understand I want to see Jesus? Can you, because the Bible says he was a wealthy man. Although obviously they didn't like him. He was a tax collector. He didn't say, don't you know who I am? I am, so make way for me, make way. He didn't blame the people that were blocking his view. There will always be situations and circumstances surrounding us that will inhibit us and hinder us from getting to where we want to get to. But we have a choice. Choice. We choose. We can choose to just say, I wanted to see Jesus, but because of this, we will, don't. If you dwell there, you will die there. Don't. Like, the people are here. They're blocking my view. Major problem. Can't they see I'm short? I'm short. I cannot change that. We have to work with what we've got. Blind Bartimaeus was blind. He heard one day that Jesus was going this way. I'm blind, but I can talk. I can shout. I can scream. Blind Bartimaeus, I can't see Jesus. Jesus, son of Nazareth! What he knew to do was shout. He was not dumb. And he had heard. God will always leave us with something to use. There will always be something. We can choose not to see the thing and be stuck where we are. He shouted. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, she had been bleeding. One day she heard about Jesus and she knew all she needed to do was touch the hem of, of his garment. Really, she shouldn't be out in public. According to the law, she should be in that. But she was like, I don't care. I'm going. She said it in her heart. And I bet she was weak, but she kept on going. Like, all I need to do is touch the hem. And then, just grab the hem of it. That's all it takes. It just takes a touch. That's all. I'm not greedy. I just want to tap little. That's all. That's all it takes. We get into the presence of God. And she got, I wonder how many other people were there that day that had issues, that had illnesses, and were waiting for something. Amen? So, that's it. So, Zaki thought, okay, Lord, just put your hand on your head right now and say, Lord, give me divine strategies. Divine strategies. That was what happened with Zaki, because he said, I want to see Jesus. I'm short. I can't make it. The crowd are blocking me. I can't make it. Okay, what am I to do? Just thought, oh, Jesus is going to go this way. He's facing that direction. What am I going to do? I'm going to run ahead of him. There's a sycamore tree up there. I'm going to climb up that tree. Look, that's divine, because he thought, which way is he going? If Jesus was going that way and he runs the opposite way to go climb a tree, wrong location. Slap your neighbor and say, get in the right position. Tell them, locate yourself in the right place. I wanted to smack Pastor Tim. I just said, oh, he said, Pastor, I can't slap him. It's okay. Get in the right, hallelujah, right location. Amen. So please put up the sycamore tree. A picture of the sycamore tree. Because Zaki was short. So even to climb up a tree would have been a challenge. The sycamore tree, they say it can grow as tall as 150 foot and 100 feet wide. But look at this sycamore tree. Anyone can climb the child can. Because can you see, you can easily, even if you're short, you can climb. You know some trees, before you can get up there, the thing is just so high and straight. No, he found the right one and he climbed up the tree. Amen. So he found the tree. He positioned himself where Jesus was going to pass by. Because all he wanted to do was do what?
See.
see Jesus. Amen. So, divine strategies. Come on, divine strategies. Say divine strategies. And also say, I will focus on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith. And then he wasn't waiting for Jesus to come and find him, although he came to find him. He positioned himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, you know, all run in a race. Everyone runs in a race, but only one runs to win the prize. It says, run in such a way so as to win the prize. So Zacchaeus had a few things going for him. He knew how about his issues, but he was a determined man. He was desperate to see Jesus. He was determined. He was prepared to get out of his comfort zone. He did not care about the crowd. He did not care that he was a wealthy man. And, oh, what will people say if they see me on the tour? And then also another thing is really important. Zacchaeus was a very rich man. But we all know that there's some things money cannot buy. The man had plenty money, that kind of account he had. But there was a desperate need in his heart that only Jesus could fill. And so he went looking. So he had the wisdom to know that my money cannot sort me out. Amen? So that's another thing. You know, no matter what it is that we have, there is something that only Jesus can do. Amen? So we need to go after Jesus. And you know how our God, you know, Psalms 103, I think verse 2, let me get it right, says he doesn't treat us the way we deserve. He doesn't. 103 verse 10. He doesn't. So when Jesus came to Zacchaeus, he came there, he knew exactly, you know, God knows, he doesn't just know your name, he knows where you're at. When Jesus got to the tree, stopped there and said, Zach, come down. I'm going to your house today. And then people began to murmur. God's grace is grace. I don't deserve it. I know. But he's just gracious to me. He is. That's who he is. We are human beings, but he is God. And he's gracious. So Zach did not deserve it. And so people complained and murmured. Who are we to complain and murmur when God is being gracious to someone else? Because remember, when God is gracious to me, it's me, so it's okay. When I'm on the A406 and I suddenly step on the bridge, oh my gosh, Father, may the camera lights, Father, may it not work today. Jehovah, King of glory, blind the eyes of the lenses. Lord, block something. Father, have mercy on me. I remember one day I was with my girls and I went to the speed camera and I was praying and she left me by myself to pray. I was like, pray with me. She did Jesus' name, amen. Like, and I knew in her house, like, did I ask you to speed? Did I, you know, the Bible says obey the. She didn't say it, but she was like, amen. Because no one asked me. But you know what? Sometimes when someone cuts me up in the road and speaks, Father, that traffic light, let the traffic light just snap him. Let the camera take him. Let him get a ticket. Am I the only one like that? Really? Yes. No. I like, let the other person, yes. Camera, good for you. Let the camera just take you 6 points. Take your license. But when it's my turn, Lord Jesus, just have mercy. I don't do it all the time. Lord, you know, I was just in a hurry to get home. I have had, whatever. We pray. Amen. But one encounter with Jesus, even the things we don't deserve, he gives it to us because he's God. Okay? And you know, what I love about the mercy and the grace and the favor of our Lord is our God. You know, Ephesians 3:20 says, He is the God who does exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that we can ever think or ask for. So right now, I want you to put up your hand and say, what, think about a situation, a particular situation. I'm not saying He can't do it all. He can. But think about one situation right now and just say, Lord, this situation, do over. I want Ephesians 3:20 manifested. Do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond that which you can ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen. Zach, calm down. I'm going to your house today. All Zachy wanted to do was see Jesus. I'll tell you this story. There was this girl in Nigeria. She was a bread hawker. It was all over the news. It was international news. Her name is Olajumoke. Please show a photo, please. She was a bread hawker. One day, all she wanted to do was go sell her bread as usual. So she was hawking. And then they told her there was a photo shoot around that corner. So that road is blocked. She was like, I just, pure illiterate. I just need to go sell my bread. I don't care. And that's my direction. My customers are around there. So what? I know I'm poor. I know I have to sell bread. It's okay. That's my lot right now. I can't change the fact that I'm poor, but I can go hawk as usual and get a little bit of money to feed myself and for my family. So I'm not going to let anything hinder me. That was what was going on in her head. And so she walked in that direction. Please, if you have the photo, show it. She walked in that direction, and what happened was she photobombed Tiny Temper. She was just minding her business. The musician, for those of you who are not cool like people like us, she photobombed him, and then all of a sudden, they were looking for her all over the world. Let me tell you something. She's a supermodel. Please show the photo. Supermodel. They started looking for her everywhere. I mean, let me tell you something about this woman. In her wildest dreams, her dream would have been one day I will stop hawking, and maybe I can have a shop and sell bread. In her wildest dreams, she never imagined that anything like that would happen to her. She was on CNN, German TV, the whole works. Supermodel. They gave her accommodation, education for her kids. I mean, now she's as in pure illiterate. Can't speak English. She's in school. I mean, talk about God. You know, like how 360 degrees. But let me tell you something. In this season, I declare and decree in Jesus' name that what God wants to do is not just 360. You know when you do... hold on 1 minute. You know when you turn around? That's 360, right? But I turned around just now and I wasn't feeling dizzy. Let me tell you. What God wants to do in this season, you will turn around, it will be a turn around to the point that you're dizzy. In the name of Jesus, stand up, everyone, stand up, turn around until you feel dizzy. And declare in Jesus' name, Lord, you will do such a work in my life that I will be flabbergasted. I will be overwhelmed in the name of Jesus. Father, you will do what only you can do. You will turn things around. You will do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what you can ever imagine or think about in the name of Jesus. Koshandayamba. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not spinning, the room is spinning. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to do. Listen, Zach wanted to see Jesus. Jesus spotted him. Come down, I'm going to your house. And then he was dining with him in his house. And then he said, salvation has come to your whole household. So it wasn't just Zaki. Amen. Listen, the blessings that God is going to pour out on your life, it won't be just for you. It's for every member of your family, your extended family, your community, your spheres of influence in the name of Jesus. Not just for you. Not just for you. That will impact in Jesus' name. But the question I want to ask us today is, How desperate are we to see Jesus? How desperate? What sycamore tree will we climb? What tree? What will we do? What is the extra mile that we're ready to get up to? How? Because in doing that, we will have our encounter in Jesus' name. And also, in this season where we're praying for people to come and get saved, we're praying for their salvation. God is in this like no man's business. He sent his only son, Jesus, for this reason. And in Jesus' name, the Lord will cause us to meet people that, Lord, we will lead to the Lord, but it won't be just them. It will be household salvations. As you're believing God for people that you're praying for right now, just believe that it will be household salvation. It will be household salvation in the name of Jesus. How desperate are we? There's this song I want us to sing, please. He just says, you guys from Newcastle, way back, you might know it. It just says, how I love you, how I love you, Jesus, I am desperate for you. How I love you, how I love you, beautiful Lord. I want us to lift up our hearts. Let's not just sing this song with our lips. I don't know about keys. How I love you, how I love you, Jesus, I am desperate for you. How I love you, how I... Just lift up your hands to Jesus right now and tell him you're desperate for his presence. You're desperate for his power. You're desperate for his anointing. Lord, we are desperate. How I love you, how I love you, beautiful one. How I love you, how I love you, Jesus, I can't live without you. How I love you, how I love you, beautiful Lord. Father, we're desperate for a touch. We're desperate for your presence. Lord, come into our lives like never before. Jehovah, do what only you can do in all of our lives. Father, what only you can do, what no man can do. Jehovah, we cry out to you today. We cry out from the depths of our hearts. Lord, we say that we are desperate to see your hand in our lives, in our situations. Father, we are hungry and we're desperate for you, Lord. Lord, we say whatever it takes. In Jesus' name.